We've spoken about a number of times over Shabbos. A famous question with different mahalchim. Those who are afraid I'm going to repeat myself, I won't. Try not to. It's a famous question which I've spoken in many different frameworks. The Ben Yehuda writes in Shaar HaTshuva that there are different times in a person's life where a person has to do tshuva. Could be when a person ages, could be when a person has yisurim. But he says, in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Dirsh Hashem B'motzei Kiru B'yeseh Kar, a person has to do tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, a person is chayav to do tshuva, a person could do tshuva. So the question is, spoken about a number of times over Shabbos, where in Rosh Hashanah, which is 20% of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where is the Avodas HaTshuva in Rosh Hashanah? We don't talk about chet, we don't do vidui, we don't ask for kapara. The pasuk in Parashas Ekev, Ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokech Asher Me'imach, Kim Liyiras Hashem Elokech Vol Alechus B'chol Derochav. The Eibishter says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does the Eibishter want from you? Ati Yisrael, what does the Eibishter want? Kim Liyiras Hashem Elokech. You should have Yir Shemayim. There's a medrash in Tehillim. Medrash in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf. That the word va'ato, which means now, is a lashon of tshuva. Va'ato means now. Now you can do tshuva. Now you can transform yourself. Now you can change yourself. Now you can renew yourself. Va'ato. And where do we see in the Torah Kedosha that va'ato is a lashon of tshuva? Says the Medrash from this pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Asher Me'imach Kim Liyira. So Va'ata is a lashon of tshuva. Va'ata now. So the obvious question is that in the pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Asher Me'imach Kim Liyira, there's no remnant of tshuva. It talks about Yira, Yira Shemayim. Then comes Ava, Lelechis Betrocha, Velavoid. But where's there remnant of the pasuk about tshuva? And Bechlal, why tak is Va'ata a lashon of tshuva that all over, whenever it says Va'ata, which means now, it means tshuva. What is the nekuda that a person, what's the nekuda in Yirah Shemayim that a shaykh is the tshuva that's a Va'ata? You can redo yourself, you can restart, you can refresh yourself. Is the chayra the pshat in this medrash? Is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we spoke about once? So where in the pasuk of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Me'imach Kim Liyira does it talk about tshuva? It's very interesting. If you go back to the Rashi in Ekev, Rashi says it came out mefurish. Rashi says, what's Va'ata, what's the now? So Rashi in Ekev, that it's referring to, Rashi says, Rashi says it's not going on a virus. The mitzvata, Mo Hashem Elokech Asher Me'imach Kim Liyira, is a response to, now that you messed up and you did so many averus, so now the eitzah to do is, now the eitzah is, have Yir Shemayim. So it's kind of foolish in the Rashi, like the Medrash in Tehillim, that the Yira of what does the Eibishter want from you? He wants Yira Shemayim as a response to Averis. It's Saka Tshuva. But the Shalos, what does Tshuva have to do with Yira Shemayim? Yira Shemayim is Yira Shemayim, but why is Yira Shemayim Tshuva? Why is that Tshuva? So Chayra, and the big Yisoid over here, which encompasses all our Avoid in the coming weeks and the days of Rotsin and the opportunities that we have here. The Gemara of Hidazara Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph. The Gemara says, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, a pasuk, Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem. praiseworthy is somebody who has Yerushalayim. Fregedi Gemara, ish v'le isha, a man has to have Yerushalayim, not a lady. Says the Gemara, knows how what it means. Ashrei mi, Amar b'amar omarav, Ashrei mi sha'ese tshuva kishuhu ish. Praiseworthy is a person who does tshuva kishuhu ish. What does ish mean? What does tshuva mean? Says Rashi, when you're a bocher. Bekoicha, when you still have koichas, kaloyma memar lahakir boiroi koidim vezik, there's a whole shit klali here. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Ashrei ish yoris Hashem? Only a man has Yerushalayim, not a lady. The Gemara says, no, it means something else. It means praiseworthy is somebody who does tshuva when you're still an ish. What's an ish mean? A young man. And what does tshuva have to do with young and old? That's what bothered Rashi. Says Rashi, you're memar lahakir boiroi. You're able to recognize that there's a boiroi, even though you're b'chol koicha, you're a bachur. I want to explain what this Rashi says. What Rashi's saying over here is that a person, let's say, who's an old man, right? Take a person like myself, old man, okay? So, it's not so hard to recognize there's a boiroi elam. It's difficult. But you know, there's a boiroi elam, you get up, you come, you go, you get out of your seat, you sit down, you get up. It's not so simple. But a bachur, who's bekoichai? I'm quoting Rashi. He forgets the Zeibishta. I know some people who are not bachrim who are also bekoichai, but most of the yungalite here already are shvach. That's what you all tell me. They don't have koichas. Frequent phone calls. But a bachur, I mean, state in Rashi a mori de gazach. Yeah. In this Rashi state a kama v'kama. Chidushim Yisoyidimoyed. First of all, state in this Rashi that tshuva means Mimar lahakir as boyer. What does it say? Ashrei misha oise tshuva kishuhu ish. Rashi says lahakir as boyer. State in Rashi that the essence of tshuva is to recognize that there's a boyer oilov. Lahakir as boyer. That's Aleph. The essence of tshuva is to recognize that there's an Eibishta. And it's very hard to do when you're v'chol kaychus. Because the person thinks that I'm okay. I'm beseder. But the pasuk doesn't say lahakir as well. The pasuk says yorei es Hashem. Shteita that Yerushalayim means makir es boiroi. Yerushalayim means I recognize that there's a boiroi olam. Now you will ask and say an obvious question, which I want to explain. Makir as boiroi? Is anybody here in the room that's not makir that there's an Eibishta? What do you mean makir as boiroi? You know, what do you believe? Evolution? You're progressive? What does it mean that you makir as boiroi? It's a big darga that's called Ashrei Ish Yorei as Hashem that memar lahakir as boiroi. So I want to tell you something that the Lashon of lahakir as boiroi is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kivon shenigmal eson zu. He talks about Avraham Avinu. Hischel is shaitet bedaite. When he was a little kid, he was 3 years old. He started to declare. He started to believe in the Eibishter. Who's running the world, etc., etc. He took on the whole world and he started to fight with everybody. Vehulu. Then the Rambam says, Uben aboyim shana hikir Avram as boiroi. But when he turned 40, he was makir as boiroi. Now all the stories learned about in Pre-1A, about the Getchka store, breaking it up, he was a little kid, he was a few years old. That's not called Makir as Boyer. Ravolvi writes at one of the places, that means for 37 years, he was upgrading, until he got to Makir as Boyer. That's not the Avraham Avinu that you learned about in Cheder. Makir as Boyer. 37 years he was omel and he was misagea and he had ups and downs. And then he got to a darga called Makir es Boiroi. Makir, I recognize the Eibishter. I'm hamish with the Eibishter. Says Rashi, tshuva means mimaher lahakir es Boiroi. And that's Yerushalayim. Ashrei ish, yori es Hashem,
Ashri Misha Oise Tshuva Kishu Ish. Says Rashi, "Bekoichem Ma'ar LaHakas Boyroi." So Tshuva is Ma'ar LaHakas Boyroi, and that's called Yerushalayim. This Yisoid that Tshuva means that you live with the cognizance that there's an Eibishta. That's what Tshuva means. So we know that Tshuva means going back to the Eibishta. What does it mean going back to the Eibishta? It means going back to the awareness, lahakir as boiroi. I go back to the matzah that I recognize the Eibishta. It's a Mefurash Rambam in three places. Three places. The Rambam says, in Perek Sheni, Hilchos Tshuva, Ezu Tshuva Gemura, what's called Tshuva. Says the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that a person who did a Gefer L'Chaveira, he has the same opportunity, he has the same Koiches, it's the same place. And he's in the full Koiches, of B'Koyach Gufoy, V'loy Ovar, Zeh Abal Tshuva Gemura. Then the Rambam says, Amavol D'Kazach, says the Rambam. V'husha Shlema Omar, that's what Shlema Melech said, Z'chores Boiracha B'mei B'churasacha. That's what Shlema Melech meant, remember the Eibishta when you're in good shape. Avush Tei Zagin Tshuva. The Pasuk says, Z'chor Boiracha. State in the Rambam, Mamish like the Rashi. Rashi says, Makir is Boira means Tshuva. And Rashi says, when you're a Bachar and it's hard, says the Rambam, that where did Shlomo Melech say, do tshuva when you're in the full koiches? He brings the pasuk Kehelas. Zechor is bayracha. Where does anything about tshuva? Does the guy remember? No, that's tshuva. That's tshuva gemura. You remember there's an Eibishta, but the Rambam says worse. The Rambam says, and even if you're a professional sinner, and you never did tshuva your whole life, and you're about to die, and you're on Yom HaMisa, there's still hope for you. Brings a pasuk that even if you're about to die, b'yom hamisa, miklal shem zocha boiroi v'shav kodesh amos, if you remember that there's an Eibishta, and then you died, nizlach loy. Yeah, I said, no. Talking about a guy who didn't do tshuva gemura, b'chol koichoi, when he had the opportunity. He continued doing aveiros ha'chatoam, ad yoim moisoi. And then at the last second, Zocha Boiro, he remembered that there's an Eibishta, that there's a Bashefer, Nislach Loi. State on the Rambam that Zocha Boiro is the essence of Tshuva. You remember that there's an Eibishta. So you could understand that the word is, it's a tool. Zocha Boiro is the third Rambam. The Rambam says that even though Tkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah, but there's a remez. What is it? Wake up. Ur Yishein Mishanaschem. Wake up from your slumber. V'chazru b'tshuva v'zochru b'achem. Do tshuva. And remember there's a boirei. Hear Rama? Wake up from your slumber and from your sleep. And remember that there's a boirei. Listen to the Rambam. Those who forget the MS with the narishkeit of the time. Sheikhim what? The MS that he just said. And what's the MS he said a second ago? Zichru Barachim. He just said, you forgot the Eibishta, so now remember him. I'll tell you what the Pasuk Shana Rambam, all these Rambams is. Tshuva means you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that the Eibishta is present in your mind. So you'll ask me, what's that have to do with chatoyim and averus? Because the act of an avera is ejection of the Eibishta from my life. And when a person does tshuva, the act of tshuva is bringing the Eibishta back as a dominant figure and a reality in my life. Do tshuva, and then zichru b'racha, remember the Eibishta. And the Rambam's hinting at us that the Havle Azman, the ikker damage of the narishkeit of the havolim of the Zman, is that we forget that there's an Eibishta. We're distracted. Sheikhachim as the MS. Remembering that there's a boirei brings the Eibishta as a real force back in our lives, that's tshuva. Ad kidei kach that the Rambam says that this professional sinner who never did tshuva in his life, who never used the opportunity, and on the Yom HaMisa he remembered that there's a Bashef, he remembered that there's an Eberster, nislach loy, that's tshuva. Shtein the Rambam word for word, like Rashi, that tshuva is makir is boiroi. And not just as a tool, but as a state of being. That a person went back to the Eberster means that you remember constantly that there's an Eberster. So now we understand. Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimcha, says Chazal, that's the lush, it's the pasuk of tshuva. Where's the tshuva over there? Because it says Yira. It says Yira. Yira means Makir as Boiroi. How do I know that? Rashi says Ashrei Ish Yori as Hashem, says Rashi, means Mar Lahakir Boiroi, says Rashi. And the Gemara says that's tshuva. So va'ata ma Yisrael ma Hashem akach shem chim li yira is tshuva, because yira is makir as boiroi. A person lives with the concept that he was created, that he was a nivra, that is an ebishta. That's called going back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's yira. That's tshuva. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is yira, because yira is makir as boiroi. Makir as boiroi is tshuva, and tshuva is yira. And that's the emes of shat. And I want to suggest something lemaisa for the next 2 weeks. Everyone gives eitzah. Some also give eitzah. Chazal darshan from the pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach Kiim Liyiro. Chazal darshan Al Tikri Mo Elameya. Chazal darshan that a person should make meya brachas b'chol yom. It's not the only place in the Torah which says the lashon of Mo. Chazal darshan from this pasuk meya brachas. Chazal Mo Menachas. Why out of all places the Chazal darshan over here? The answer is because this pasuk of Liyira means makir as boiroi. When a person says meya brachas bekavana bechol yom, he's makir as boiroi. By the way, it's a little bit pathetic that less than meya brachas bechol yom, we don't remember the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like we have Alzheimer's. You made a bracha and you forgot the Eibishter. Another bracha. You forgot the Eibishter again. Noch a bracha. Chazal are telling us, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shom Chokim Liyir Al Tikri Mo Lemeya. Chazal said a tool. Chazal HaKadeshim were Megala, a tool, how to make the Eibishter a real force in your life. Al Tikri Mo Lemeya. It's a chiyuv. Baruch Ato Hashem. The Eibishter is a real thing. A makir as boiroi. We have very powerful havle azman. Chazal knew there's a lot of havle azman, and we forget the Eibishter so quickly. So between Nesim Asech Vivina and the afterwards, we're already out. Then we go back in. We come back out. We go back in. Nacham Baruch Ata Hashem. Meir brachas b'choyim. You need 100 brachas a day to remember that there's an Eibishter. But that's why Chazal learned it out of this pasuk, because Chazal taught us that there's a tool called Makir as Boiroi, there's a tool called Meir Brachas B'Choyim that says, we anyway make Meir Brachas B'Choyim. Plus minus. A person says, Baruch Ata Hashem, you the Eibishter, the source of brachas. That means his, if we think for a second what we're saying, we're recognizing that you are the Eibishter. The Eibishter is a Mitzias. Chazal said, that's Yira. You'll ask a Kasha and say, what does brachas have to do with yira? Brachas are ava. Because yira means makir as boiroi. That's what yira means. Ashri is yore as Hashem emar lahakir boiroi. Yira means makir as boiroi. The yira is a derivative of makir as boiroi. So meya brachas b'chol yom is an active yira. Where's the yira? With the yira sa'inish? Yira sa'roimimos? The answer is no, but it's makir as boiroi. That's the defining state of the relationship between Yisrael and the Eibishter. Zoicher as boiroi, do tshuva, and then what will be? The Maamar de Karambam. Chizru b'tshuva, and then you remember the Eibishter. And what's that for? That's Yiddishkeit. That's Yiddishkeit. Memshonim, hikir avrom as boiroi. That's Yiddishkeit. That's Yiddishkeit. That's all. You remember the Eibishter. And Chazal, in their great vision, knew that less than 100 times a day we're going to forget the Eibishter. So they gave us a tool called Baruch Atah Hashem. Moir Rabbi Say, that's the reason why Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Where's the tshuva? The answer is very simple. The entire Rosh Hashanah davening from beginning to end is Chein Tein Pachtecha Akol Masecho. You're the Eibish that you created the world. Eimoscha Akol Masecho Baroso. Yerucha Kol Amasim Yishtachem Lufanecha Kol Habruyim. You were created. Boy, boy. V'yeda kopol ki ata pealta. It's a marvel to Kazakh. I think about it every year. Maloicha kol ha'olam kulei b'chvoidecho. V'inoseh kol ha'oretz b'karecho. V'hoifa b'hadar goyin uzecha ko yesh v'seva latzecha. Malchius! And then what will be? V'yeda kopol ki ata pealta v'yovin kol yitzur ki ata yitzartai. We'll remember that there's an Eibishter. So when we clear away all the junk and we say you're the Melech, all the Havle Hazman, the Rambam called the junk. What's the end game? The end game is V'yeda Kopol Ki Ata Falta. I know that there's an Eibishter. That's the end. That's the Shlemus. Then we reach the goal. That's the Yisoid. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Tshuva is Makir as Boiroi. Tshuva takes us back to the correct place of defining and redefining our relationship with the Eibishter. Precisely to get to that place again that we live with the Eibishter as a reality. That's Tshuva. That takes us back to the place where we belong, as that's the correct look at the Bria. The whole Rosh Hashanah davening from beginning to end. From beginning to end is one Zchor as Boiracha, Makir as Boiroi, as a living Mitzias in our lives. So our avoid of hachadav, so of course it's from the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's Tshuva. Afterwards, you have to do the other pratim of Tshuva to clean up the mess from the previous year. But the act of Tshuva is the Yeda Kopol Ki Ata Pialta V'yovin Ko Yitzu Ki Ata Yitzu. That's the result. That's the end game. That's where we're heading. That's what we're striving for. So imagine that if in the next 2 weeks we say Meir Brochus B'chol Yoyim with a Baruch, with an Ata, with Hashem, with Elokeinu, with a Melech Ha'olam, tens of times a day, that the Eibishter becomes a reality back in our lives, that's Tachon of Rosh Hashanah. Va'ata mo Hashem shoyel me'imach ki'im li'yiru. What's the Eibishter? Va'ata Yisrael mo Hashem lakecha shoyel me'imach ki'im li'yiru. Ki'im. That's the key to everything. To bring the Eibishter back into our lives of Zechoz Beracha, Ashrei Ish Yori Es Hashem. That's the Aleph Beis of Tshuva. If there's Rishos, I want to end off with one more aspect of coming back to the Eibishter. We say in the Bracha of Tshuva Shmona Esrei, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha. What's the Pshat? We talk, Tshuva means to come back to the Eibishter. What does it do with Torah? Torah is the biggest mitzvah, the most important aspect of Avodas Hashem. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha. Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodas Secha. V'achaseveinu B'Tshuva Shleimu L'Fanecha. So there's a Mori de Gazach. There's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is the Pasuk of Tshuva. Rachatsu, rinse yourselves, wash yourselves. Hizaku, purify yourselves. Hasiru royam al aleichem. 3 stages of Tshuva. Rachatsu, wash. Hizaku, purify. And hasiru, take away your averes. Zokte Targum on Rachatsu, tov la'iraisa, go back to Torah. You know what I mean? The first step in Tshuva is go back to Torah. That's what Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha is. Go back to Torah. Why? The Ramban says in Parshas Vayeschanan, on the Pasuk of Va'isai Tavoid, he brings a Sifri. The Sifri says, Va'isai Tavoid means of Deyu Bebeis HaMikdash, Bemikdashoi, serve him in the Beis HaMikdash, Avoidu b'Torosoi, and serve him with your Torah. There are 2 ways to serve Hashem, through Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Ramban, and the same way you understand that the Va'isei Tavoidu in the Mikdash is that you're serving in the base of Mikdash, which is Lufnei Hashem, the Dorshu Oid Avoidu B'Toyrosoi Lilmoi Torah V'Lahagos Bo, to learn Torah and to fatifsach in it. The Gam He Avoidu Lefonov, that's also called doing an Avoid in front of the Eibishter. Ehet Amaisa? Voice it avoid. Zokter Rabban, voice it avoid means serve the Eberster, the fun of, in front of him. So the Beis HaMikdash, I understand. Avoid the Mikdash, avoid the Bitterosos, the fun of, says Rabban, no, that's also the fun of, that's in front of the Eberster. When you're learning Torah, you're standing in front of the Shechina. So the general act of tshuva is Makir as Boiroi, Zechor Baracha. But the first step in going back to it, so the Rambam says that the end of tshuva is to get to Zechor Baracha, that you put the Eberster back in your life. That's Mea Brachas B'chol Yoyim, Ashri Yish Yori Es Hashem. But the first step in bringing the Eberster back into your life is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasacha Tuvla Raisa, because Torah is Avdei Olefonov. Torah is you're serving in the Beis HaMikdash, you're serving the Eberster in front of him. He's there with you. When you're learning the Gemara, when you're learning the Rashi Tosis, you're serving the Eibishter Lefonov, like you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash today. You can serve the Eibishter Lefonov. That's the first step in bringing the Eibishter back into your life. That's the Pshat and Shmoneh Esrei. If tshuva means to bring the Eibishter back, let this girl boy roy. So what's the first step in that? Tuvla Raisa, go back to Torah, because Torah is Lefonov, Torah is the Eibishter. That's the first step of bringing the Eibishter back as a reality in your Metzias, in your life. Then Korveinu Malkeinu Lavidasecha, and then V'achzireinu B'tshuva Lefanecha. The Rambam says that the Nekuda which offsets Zichru B'irachas Havle Hazman Hevel V'rik. There never was a time in history that there was so much Hevel V'rik outside of this room. There was so much Havle Hazman. I want to share with you Har Gosho. Hevel means hadir. Havle Hazman, Hevel Varik, it's nothing. That nothingness is a stira to Zechor Baracha. Rama says that. It's a stira to living with the Eibishter. We live with other things, with other agendas. The first act in detaching ourselves from Havle Hazman, which is causes a person to forget the Eibishter, is to go back to Torah. The detachment from Havle Hazman, from Narishkeit, from Hevel, Varik. That's the first step. Because the goal of the tshuva is to get to a state of Zechor Baracha L'Hakir Boroi, to bring the Eibishter as a reality in our lives. Me'ya Brochus B'chol Yoyim. Va'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem L'kech Hashem V'chokim L'Yira. But the Havle Hazman distract us. They push it, cause us to forget that there's an Eibishter. So what's the first step? The first step. Go back to Torah. You'll detach yourself from the Havle Hazman, from the Narishkeit. Then you'll be able to remember that there's an Eibishter. Without that, you're still in Havle Hazman. Had a Hargosha, we say in Davinim, we call her Risha Kula Ka'oshon Tichle. The whole Ra will disappear like smoke. It won't collapse. It won't break. It will disappear. There's nothing there. Garnished, optical illusion, distortion. In order for the Ra to disappear, ka'oshan, we have to recognize that it's Oshan, that it's Havle Hazman, that it's Hadir. And when we recognize that it's all Shtusim, it's all Narishkeit, this and that, and Yena and Jena, it's all Havle Hazman. It's Havle Hazman, so it's Taka Hevel, it's Hadir, it disappears. The call of Isha, Kula Ka'oshan Tichla. Coming after, we live in trying times. I know it sounds like a cliche. We live in trying times. In Ruchnius and in Gashmius, Kleisel's under attack from many areas. And as we come to the new year, and the Shana Teva, a year of new opportunities, new challenges, Yiddishkeit means Uben Aboim Shana Hikir Avrom Es Boiroi. And we detach ourselves from the Havle Hazman, and we go back to Torah, and we remember that there's an Eibishter, Shtein Rama V'Nislach Loi. It's so hard to remember the Eibishter, but it's also so easy. Everybody yes. Yeah, Meir Brochus. Bring the Eibishter back into your life. And then we can detach ourselves from the Hevel V'Rik, and it will be Zeichet to see Be'inenu, Kol Risha Kula Kashan Tichla. And we should be Zeichet to be Nichta V'Nechtam, Sifron Shadikim Gemurim, you and your families, and all our families, everybody should be benched with everything they need. Beruchni is the Begashmias, that we shouldn't get distracted by the amount of nonsense that's around us, the amount of distractions that we're drowning in. And with that, we'll be able to march together, all of us, standing high. To be makabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu v'mehiru v'yameinu achsiva v'achasimatoyva v'agut kebensior.